We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Ayin Beis on Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Be'elu Nish'olim Be'urim Metumim, that when you are being asked from the Urim Metumim in question, the Kohen Gadol has to wear all eight begadim in order to be asked an answer from the Urim Metumim. Talk to Gemara. Ki'asar Ravdimi. Ravdimi starts off with a Zayta Gazak. Ki'asar Ravdimi. Amma. Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamesh Behem. Mashiach Mechama Meshamesh Behem. The halacha is that a Mashiach Mechama, who is the general who is in charge of the army, and his job is to announce that whoever is scared of the Mechama should go home. We have in parishes Kiseitse, the whole speech that they give. You have a little bit in Sharif Tamor, so that they give a whole speech, whoever wants to go back, with Dibar Alam, it says there in parishes Sharif Tim. So there, the Mashuach Muhammad Allah is that if he wants to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wear the Shemayin of the Gadol. He has to wear the same Gadol as a Kohen Gadol. A big chiddush from Rav Dimi. Also Rav Dimi, Omar, Begadol Shekohen Gadol, Meshamesh Behem, Mashuach Muhammad Meshamesh Behem. Just the eight begadim that Kohen Gadol uses for Avodah, a Mashuach Muhammad wants to do Avodah, he has to wear the eight begadim. Shenem, like says in the Pasuk, V'vigdei HaKodesh Asher L'Aaron, Yir Levon of Acharav, L'mi Shebav HaGedula Acharav. And the drasha is, like the Rishash explains, that the big day kodesh that's for Aaron is also for the second in command, the Mishabab Gdula Acharav. And even though we know the Sagan is the next Kohen Gadol, but the Mashuach Muhammad is the second most powerful Kohen, the Mashuach Muhammad is. And we learn from the Pasuk, Rav Dimi at least learned from this Pasuk, that the one who's the second in command also uses big day kahuna in order to do Avodah. We learn from the Pasuk, Asher La'aron, you the one of Acharav, the Mishabab Gdula Acharav. So that's Rav Dimi's chiddush that a Mashuach Muhammad does Avodah has to use the eight begadim. Most of Adav Ahava of Amri La Kadi from a Braisa. This Braisa is discussing different halakhas of a Kohen Gadol, and the beginning of this Braisa talks about if there's a din asiris eifah, din minchas chavitim by a Kohen Gadol. It says there's a din minchas chavitim, and the Braisa says, what about Mashuach Vachama? Does he have a din of Asir Seifa? Asmar says, no, Asir Seifa only goes to a Kohen Gadol whose children inherit the post. Mashaik and Mashuach Vachama, the children don't inherit the post. Therefore, there's no din Asir Seifa, no din Minchas Chavitim by Mashuach Vachama. So the price goes further. How do you know, Taka, that a Mashuach Vachama, that his children don't inherit his post? Yochel yehi b'noi shal Mashuach b'cham Mashamash tachtav k'derech sh'b'noi sh'kohen gadol Mashamash tachtav. Maybe you'll say that just like a Kohen Gadol, the halach is that the Kohen Gadol's son, if he's royu l'kach, if he's a good big enough tzaddik, whatever he has to do, then he gets the first choice to be the Kohen Gadol. He's the first choice to be the Kohen Gadol. That's the din of a Kohen Gadol's son. So you would think about Mashuach b'cham also, his children inherit the post from the father, just like a Kohen Gadol does. So the Patamalayim, the Pasuk says, the Tapadaf Ayin Gimel Aleph, Shivas Yomim Yibashena Kohen Tachtam Abanav. The Kohen who takes over his father wears the clothing 7 days. Ash Yav El Amayid, he's going to come into the El Amayid. That's what Pasuk says. So the Brachos Darshins, Misha Royu Lav El Amayid. Only a Kohen Gadol who's royal to come to El Amayid has this idea that his children inherit the position of Kohen Gadol, but not a Mashuach Muhammad who doesn't go into the Oil Ma'id. That can't the Braisa. And the Gemara's kasha is that a fear of Dimi that the Mashuach Muhammad does Avodah with the Shemayin of Begadim, so why can't he do Avodah Yom Kippur? Like Rashi brings down, the Pasuk says, and all Milu Yadayim means Begadim. So you see in the Pesukim that anyone who has the Shemayin of Begadim could do Avodah Yom Kippur. So the question is, that why are we excluding the Kohen Mashiach, the Mashuach Muhammad, from the din of the inheriting the position, because he doesn't go into the Ramayat? He doesn't go into the Ramayat, because if he wears Shemayin of Begadim, then he should be able to go into the Ramayat. So the Gemara answers, HaKamar, Ramachim Yitzchak, HaKamar, Kol She'ikar Mashiachasay Lo'el Ramayat. The Pasuk saying, Dafka, the Kohen Gadol, who is Iker position, is to go into the Ramayat, Mashaikin and Mashuach Muhammad, his main position is for Muhammad, for war. The Yotzezesh, the Iker Mashiachasal Muhammad, the Iker position of the Meshuach Mechama is to go L'Mechama, and therefore he's a Ksura from this Pasuk. So this Braisa, we answered, it's not Shver Rav Dimi. We try another Braisa, which would be a Kasher Rav Dimi. Remember, Rav Dimi says is that Meshuach Mechama, when he does Avodah, he needs a Shmoyna Begadim. Mason, that's the Kasher Rav Braisa. Meshuach Mechama, in a Meshamish, Loi Ba'ar Baka Karim Hadit. A Meshuach Mechama cannot do Avodah in the Beis Mikdash with four Begadim like Karim Hadit. Veloi B'Shmoyna Begadim, he can't do with eight Begadim like Karim Gadol. So you see, he can't do Avodah with Shmoyna Begadim. So Mordechai says back, I'm only Abaya. So what is your Halim Shalom Brayis? Azar Mashvishlay. You make him into Azar. You're making him into Azar that can't do anything. So what are you doing? Ella, what's Shalom in this price? So really, Rav Dimi is saying, I'm right. Really, he does Avodah with Shmoyna Begadim. But Shalom the price like this, he can't do Avodah for a different reason. I mean, there are a bottom digger reason. Ella Kekoyin Gadol, he can't do Mishum Eva. He doesn't want to ruffle the feathers of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we don't allow him, even though his halacha is he has to do Avodah Shmoyna Begadim with 8th Begadim, we don't want him to do it. We don't want him to ruffle the feathers of the Kohen Gadol. And Kekoyin Hedid, he can't do Mishum Ma'al Mekosh Moridim because he's too high of a level, Mishum Mechama. We can't be mired him from his high level. On this, the Taisa Shonim asks Akasha, which we had similarly early on in the Masechta, that why do you have to ask Ma'alim B'Kodesh L'Meridim? Rav Dimi said, Midaraisa, he needs Shmoyna Begadim. We just said that he can't do it because of Eva. So I'll tell you why he can't do it for Begadim, because that's not his halacha. His halacha is 8 Begadim. So Bishlam, we had such a case before, earlier on in the Masechta, that there was someone who got the job temporarily, and then the Kohen Gadol came back. So there, they had the same type of kasha. So there we answer because the Bezdin could take him away from his post or something. So therefore, Be'etzim, he can make him back into Kohen Hedid. But here, why would you make him back into not Meshuach Mechama? So the Tosfos Shalom answers, they're talking about here of Meshuach Mechama who already passed the stage, he can't go out in the water anymore, he's too old. So there, really, technically, he's not a Meshuach Mechama anymore. So really, he would be able to do Midaraisa, the Avodah with four Begadim. But, Ma'ilim B'Kayos on Aridim, this is at one point, if he's at that level of eight Begadim, we can't put him now down to the next level of four Begadim. That's the Tosis of Shalom's Teretz. But, Akapana, back to our program, Rav Dimi said that the Din of Meshuach Mechama was eight Begadim. We asked the Kashma Brice, and we answered, it's only Midarabbanon, it's Eva, that he can't do Avodah. Now the Gemara, I have another kasha, different brisa. Only have Adabar Avil Rava Vahay Tano. I'm going to show you the following Tano, the Lesla Eva. He doesn't hold to the concept of Eva, and still Loikam Hashamish. And still, he says that the Meshuach Mechama doesn't use Shmoyna Begadim. If you find that, then you can have a cash on him. If you find a brisa that says there's no concept of Eva, and still he says he can't do Shmoyna Begadim, that'll be right. Not like Rav Dimi. What's the brisa? The Tanya went to the brisa. Dvarim Shvein Koyin Gadol Koyin Hedit. What are the differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedid? So a lot of differences. Difference number one. So we're going to learn Rashi's Girsa, that Parah Kohen Mashiach, Parah Bakal Mitzvah is one thing. That the Zalacha is that if a Kohen Gadol does a Avera, he makes a Psak, if he gets it, he doesn't make a faulty Psak, and he does a Avera that's Chayiv Karis, he brings a special Parah Kohen Mashiach, and he brings that into the Heichel, special carbon. Masha'inkin, a Kohen Hedid, does the same exact Avera, will only bring a regular chatas, or ordinary chatas. So Dvarim Shvein Gadol Kohen Hedid, the first one is Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Kohen Mitzvah, which is, according to Rashi, one thing, the par that comes for someone who does Aveira. The difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedid is, Kohen Gadol brings the par that goes Lefnim, and a regular Kohen Hedid brings the ordinary chatas. That's Nafgimim 1. Nafgimim 2 is Par Yom Kippurim, the par of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings, that's Mechaper for himself and the Kahanim. Vasirus Eifa, that's the halacha of the Minchas Chavitim. It's a mincha that's brought every single morning and evening. Another halacha is by Kohen Gadol, Loi Pereya, he doesn't grow his hair on a favelis, he not grow his favelis. Loi Perim, he doesn't do a regular kriya of his clothing when he has a mace, when someone dies in his family, a close relative. Ava Perim Ulamata, but he does do a rip on his clothing, Milamata. The Hedit, a Kohen Hedit, does Milamata, a regular rip. Rips his clothing high up near his heart, but he will do just a rip on the bottom of his clothing, the end of the clothing. Ve'im metam lekroivav, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go to Levaya, is not allowed to be metam to his relatives. Umitzava al Apsuli, he has to marry Davka Apsula, a Isha that was never married at all. Umuza al Amana, and there's a mitzvah say on Apsula, and if you ask me, Amana is also not Apsula. Umuza al Amana, there's a lav on Amana. Another unique part of a Kohen Gadol is that if a Ritzeach kills someone with Shogeg, he goes in Golas. He only comes back out of Golas when the Kohen Gadol dies. Umakriv Oinin, a Kohen Gadol could be Makriv Kabanas wise Oinin, but Ve'ina Oichel Ve'ina Chaylik. He doesn't eat from the Kabanas wise Oinin. He can't split in order to eat tonight, where he's not Oinin anymore. He cannot split in the Kachim. Noitel Chaylik Barosh, he takes the first choice of anything he wants from any portion of the kabanas. Umakiv chelik roish, you can be makiv any portion he wants first. Umeshamish b'shmoyne kelim, the difference in him and kohen gadol is he uses 8 begadim. Upata tumas mikdash kedoshes, there's a gzeiras hakasev that a kohen gadol is potter on tumas ismei a carbon oil v'yerid on tumas mikdash v'kedoshah. Another halacha between him and Kohen Gadol is that the avodas of kippurim is only done with him. So that's all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol different to Kohen Gadol. The kulam, all these halachas of Kohen Gadol, the heges b'meruba megadim. It's noyeg by kahanim gedolim from the second Beis Mikdash on, which didn't have a shemen hamishcha anymore. It's really at the end of the first Beis Mikdash where the shemen hamishcha was nignaz me'mei yoshio. So any Kohen Gadol, subsequent Kohen Gadol, was only a meruba megadim. So all these halachas of a Kohen Gadol are all noyeg by meruba megadim. Chutz of parabal kal mitzvahs. So it means in the second Beis Hamikdash, the only thing they didn't have different by the Kohen Gadol was he couldn't bring this parabal kal mitzvahs. But a serious Efer Rashi speaks that he did bring, even though there also says maybe a lashon of Mashiach, because there we use it for something else. But by parakay Mashiach, it says lashon Mashiach, therefore parakal mitzvahs is not brought at all in the second Beis Hamikdash because there was no Shemana Mishcha anymore. The kula noyah guys, all these halachas are noyah guys b'meshuach she'avar, which means a kohen gadol who's a kohen gadol temporarily, because let's say the other kohen gadol came tamei and he became kohen gadol. Now, when he loses his post, he has to keep all these halachas. He can't be mitamei. He has to use shemana begadim. Chutz bepar yom kippur. And it sounds like he could do avaydu shemana begadim taka. Chutz bepar yom kippurim v'asir seifa. The only thing he doesn't do is par yom kippurim v'asir seifa. So I'm speaking that out because remember, you see, he doesn't hold of Eva because a Meshuach She'avah, this is Bryce saying, a Meshuach She'avah does do Avodah with Shemayim Begadim. The only difference in him and the Kohen Gadol is the Par Yom Kippurim and Asiris Eva. V'kulam ain't a noyeg at Shuach Mechama. And all these halachas are not noyeg with Shuach Mechama. Chutz, the only thing that Shuach Mechama has is Mechamesh's Dvar Mu'ma Parash. Only the five things that says in the Parash of Kohen Gadol and Parash's Emar, which is Loi Pereya, he doesn't grow his hair, on a close relative, Loi Pereya, doesn't do a Kriya. Can't be Matamah, Mitzavah al-Psuli has to marry a person, a lady who was never married, and was al-Amana, the Lav and al-Amana, and then Umachzer Seretzeach to Rav Yehuda, which is a sixth thing, and if you're Rav Yehuda, he's Machzer Seretzeach, but Chama Remain a Machzer, but Akponim at the Kana Braisa, that says that there's no Eva, because you see, a Meshuach She'avar does have Avodah V'Shmonim Begadim, and still it says, Meshuach Mechama does not have anything besides the five things, Mashma, Shmonim Begadim, he does not do Avodah with this Meshuach She'avar. He does not do Avodah with the Shmonim Begadim, so it's a Kasha on Rav Dimi. Don't tell me because of Eva, because here he doesn't hold of Eva. So Mara answers like this, he holds of Eva. But he doesn't hold of Eva when it comes to Meshuach She'avar. Could he less the Eva but the Kavaseh? Someone who's equal, he doesn't have Eva. You know, the Meshuach She'avar, you're also Kohen Gadol, you can do it. But Meshuach Mechama, the general, he's a lower level, but the Zutim in the Islay, there he does have Eva. So we're answering Avada, Midaraisa, he does wish Shemayim Gadol. Here it's because of Eva. I doesn't hold of Eva. I don't hold of Eva by Meshuach She'avar, because that was someone who's the same level as him. That's why he doesn't care about it. Doesn't ruffle his feathers. Someone who's lower than him, that bothers him. Yosef Rav Avoh, v'kamal al ha'shmaitzah v'shmei Rav Yechanan. Rav Avoh said over, this is din of Rav Dimi, v'shmei Rav Yechanan. What's this din? That a Meshuach Mechama does avodah with Shmoyna Begadim. He said over this halacha. So they didn't like this. V'adun Rav Ami Rav Asla Apayu. When Rav Chia said this, Rav Avoh said this over, they turned around their face, like they didn't hold of it. But they didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to make Rav Avoh angry. They just turned around. I don't hold of it. Ikad Amri, a different gears than who it was. Rabbi Chiya Ba'Abba said it b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, Vadunah Rabbi Amri Raz Lapayah, and they both turned around. So Maskar Papa, why didn't they say something? Bishlam Rabbi Avoh, defeat the first version of the Gemara. We understand why they turned around and didn't say anything. Why? B'shem Yikra Debei Kesa, Rabbi Avoh was very close to the government, There's a bunch of riots in the Gemaras, and therefore they didn't want to say anything, get themselves in trouble. And Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba said, "Rabbi Yechonon, that's a colleague. Name Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon. She said, there's no such thing. Rabbi Yechonon never said that. But why did they turn around? So from this, it's a proof that the first version is the true one. That was the story was with Rabbi Avoh, because that's why they didn't say anything, because they didn't want to start up Rabbi Avoh, who was very close to the government. So that's the. No, they don't start with him. He's a prestigious person. So now that's the first version of Rav Dimi. That's Rav Dimi's pshat. Now he also Rav, and he says something else. That wasn't what Rav Dimi said. Not that a Meshuach B'chama does avoda with the Shmoyim B'gav. That's not what it means. Ki also Rav Nama Nishal Itma. We're talking about a different halacha. That the halacha is that when you ask someone a question with the Urim Tumim, he has to wear the Shmoyim B'gav them. The halacha is that if you want to ask the Meshuach B'chama a question through the Urim Tumim, he has to put on the Shmoyim B'gav them. That's what it means. Tainam Halachi B'gav them Shmoyim B'hem Meshuach B'chama Nishal B'hem. The eight B'gav them that Kohen Gadol wears. For Avodah, the Meshuach B'chama wears it in order to ask in the Urim HaTumim. Veitzach the Kasha, first L'chayra we learned that the B'gav couldn't have Kalayim. How is the Meshuach B'chama allowed to put on Kalayim? Bishlam for Avodah, we understand it's a Heter Kalayim, but to put on, to ask in the Urim HaTumim, how do you put on Kalayim? So the Reb Chaim al Hashas, Simon Samach, talks about this question, and his Mahalach is that the thing that's Doichet Kalayim is not the Avodah, it's the Mitzvah Levishas B'gav. So Aviva, you have a mitzvah to wear begadim in order to be asked the Urim Tumim, that will be Deicha Kalayim as well. You should look at that shtickle in Simch Samach Moshi. Tana Rabbanon, Zog de Brai Sevaita, Keitzad Shoyalim. Well, how do you do, what's the process of the Urim Tumim? HaShoyal, the one who's asking the question from the Urim Tumim, which is asking a question mamash from Hashem, was getting an answer. So HaShoyal, Ponov Klapi Nishal, he faces the person he's asking. Let's say the Kohen Gadol or the Shua Chachama, he faces him. The Hanishal, and the one who's being asked, Panav Klape Shechina. He looks down at his Choshen towards the Shechina. Hashoyel Oyma, the Shoyel asks, Erdev Achri HaGdud Zeh, should I chase after this army? The Hanishal Omar, Koyama Hashem Alei V'Hasla, go up and be Matzliach. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Ein Tzorklam Koyama Hashem, Allah Alei V'Hasla, just say Alei V'Hasla. What? That's the answer. If that's the answer, he says, you don't say Koyim Hashem, you say Alei V'Hatzlach. Ein Shoyal L'Mekoyal. You don't ask, the person who's asking doesn't ask loud. You don't hear him, he whispers it. Shenemar V'Shoh Aloy. Aloy is mashma that only you yourself hear. No one else hears besides for you. V'Loy Mahara Beliba. But you can't just think it in your heart either. Shenemar V'Shoh Aloy L'Fnei Hashem. The Pasuk says, or the Alpiv Yetzu is Lashon, you have to say it out. Ela Kedera, so how do you say it? Ela Kedera Shom Mechana V'Tivlasi. You say it like Shemen Esrei. Like Chara said by her Tvila, we learn Shemen Esrei from Mechana. Shonem HaVechana Hi Medaber Es Aliba. So when you ask a question to Urim Tumim, you whisper it, and the Urim Tumim will answer it. And another halacha is, Ein Shoyalem Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. You cannot ask two things at one time. If you want to ask two things, you wait for the answer, and then you ask the next question. V'im Shal, if you ask two questions at once, Ein Mechzir Melecha, you only get to answer once. You only get to answer one question. And also, V'im Mechzir Melecha Rishon. And if they're going to answer you only at once, only be on the first question, not on the second one. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill David because David wanted to be the king, and Shaul was going to lose his melucha. So Shaul was chasing David, and David was running away to a city called Keilah. And his question was, are they going to give me over to Shaul? So his question was, Ayizkeruni bali ki'ila b'yadoi, hayyered, Shaul? He had two questions. First of all, is the bali ki'ila going to give me over to Shaul? And number two, is Shaul going to come here? V'ayayim HaShem, HaShem answered, this is through the Urim HaTumim, yered. Shaul will come down. So you see, HaShem will answer that one question. Right, the Gemara Kasha, we said, HaShem answers on the first question first. What was the first question? Hayizkeruni. Is the Baal HaKilah going to give me over? So why did Hashem answer Yerit? V'ek Demar HaKasha V'amrit Eim Achzir Mel HaRishon. So Gemara, David Shal Shalika Seder. David asked this question on top of Ayin Gimel HaBeis. It was Shalika Seder. V'Achzir like a Seder. Because first question you have to ask is Shal going to come down? And then you can ask, are they going to give me over? So therefore Hashem answered the Yerit. V'Achzir like a Seder. B'kivon shiyada shal shalak haseder. Once he figured out that it is shalak haseder, chazav shalak haseder. And he asked the question again. Shneimer says in the subsequent pasuk, Hayiskeruni bali kila yisi v'sanchi v'sanchi v'sanoshai v'yad shal. Are you going to give? Are the kila going to give us over and my people to shal? Vayoyma Hashem yaskiru. They are going to give it over. So you see clearly that he has to ask the question again, because Hashem does not answer two questions at once, only one question, only the first question. And by David, the reason why Hashem answered the second question is because that question was supposed to be first.